Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. A word about that theme that I've been using for so many years is Cottontail. It's Duke Ellington, 1940. It's based on the harmonic structure of I Got Rhythm, written by George Gershwin, and the tenor sax soloist is Ben Webster. And I think it fits. I mean, all kinds of wonderful things in that. I'd like to start with Dickie Wells, trombonist, who was a principal soloist in Count Basie's early band, and got a job with producing a band for the Hot Record Society, HRS, 1946. He chose George Treadwell to play trumpet, and of course he will play trombone, Wells. Bud Johnson, tenor, Cecil Scott, baritone saxophone, Jimmy Jones, piano, Al McKibben, bass, Jimmy Crawford, drums, and Sarah Vaughan to sing. Thank you.
love has gone. Although I knew that he was wrong, please help me to find the love that was mine with you. He was so untrue, although he lied, I always knew that someday he'd leave. Still I can't believe we're through.
Dickie Wells Band, 1946, for Hot Record Society. Two of them, Bedrock, written by Buck Clayton, and We're Through, written by Tad Dameron, and arranged for the band, and lyric by Ann Greer, for the vocal of Sarah Vaughan. George Treadwell, trumpet, Wells, trombone, Bud Johnson getting going on his tenor. Cecil Scott, baritone, saxophone, Jimmy Jones, piano, Al McKibben on string bass, and Jimmy Lunsford, great drummer, Jimmy Crawford right there on drums. Cecil Scott playing baritone sax there, friends with Wells, and Wells chose him to be in the band because in 1929, Cecil Scott had a band and chose Wells to be in his. It works that way sometimes in life, I think. So this is Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys for Victor Records, 1929. Scott plays the clarinet, the tenor, and the baritone. The vocalist is Frankie Newton, also a trumpet player. The main soloist is another trumpet player named Bill Coleman, alto sax John Williams, and the drummer is Lloyd Scott, who also had a band and is the brother of Cecil. And Wells gets a little trombone break in here. It's Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys with Dickie Wells, 1929. Nothing but swinging there. 1929, Victor Records, Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys, and Laud, Laud, L-A-W-D. Written by Scott, vocal by Frankie Newton, trumpet solo by Bill Coleman, alto solo by John Williams, trombone break by Dickie Wells. And it's either a baritone sax or a bass sax that Scott's playing there. And I forgot to mention, of course, the tuba player, Mac Walker, wonderful player at that time. Now, Cecil Scott, 1933, playing his clarinet in a band led by Clarence Williams, pianist, composer, booking agent, you name it. He was doing it in New York City and gave a lot of fine musicians a chance to perform, backing blues singers. Louis Armstrong had so much training out of being with Clarence Williams. A lot to talk about there. For a Vocalion record, Cecil Scott playing his clarinet, Ed Allen's beautiful cornet here, Clarence Williams piano, Ikey Robinson on banjo, and Cyrus St. Clair on tuba. This is one Williams and Andy Razaf wrote called Harlem Rhythm Dance. Thank you. Clarence Williams Orchestra, 1933, for Vocalion, Harlem Rhythm Dance, that he wrote with Andy Rosau. And Cecil Scott on clarinet there, Ed Allen cornet, Williams piano, Ikey Robinson, heard to advantage on his banjo, and Cyrus St. Clair tuba. A jump 2 years, 1935, we'll hear two. The band's the same except a few changes. Ikey Robinson leaves, and Jimmy McLean comes in to play guitar, and Willie Williams comes in to play washboard. Everything remains the same. Mr. Scott playing his clarinet. Two of them by Clarence Williams. Lady Luck Blues and Yama Yama Blues. Cecil Scott playing in Clarence Williams' band, 1935, for Vocalion Records. Two of them, Lady Luck Blues, written by Williams, Yama Yama Blues, written by Clarence Williams and Spencer Williams, not related. Ed Allen's great cornet, Cecil Scott's clarinet, Williams' piano, Jimmy McLean on guitar, Cyrus St. Clair on tuba, and Willie Williams on washboard. Beautiful jazz music. Cecil Scott, clarinetist. All right.
My daddy has been traveling and I have missed him so. But he got back this evening and phoned to let me know that tonight, tonight. Yes, tonight, tonight. I'm gonna see my daddy and tonight, tonight. My doorbell ain't been working, my hallway's full of dust. My vestibule is musty, my keyhole's full of rust. But tonight's the night. Yes, tonight's the night. I'm gonna have some company. And tonight's the night. One time we set a record, and it was quite a feat. But I just have a feeling that record can be beat. Oh, tonight's the night. Yes, tonight, tonight. We're gonna break that record. And tonight, tonight.
Julia Lee, piano and vocal, from Kansas City, April 1949, for Capitol Records. Tonight's the Night, written by Yardley Yates. Tommy Douglas, tenor. Julia at the piano and singing. Jim Walker, guitar. Clint Weaver, string bass, and Baby Lovett, one of the great Kansas City drummers. Julia Lee, Tonight's the Night. Benny Goodman, king of swing, so to speak, and certainly one of the great musicians, clarinet, sometimes alto saxophone, rarely, and once in a great while singing, but had a successful career in the 1930s and into the 40s, and after World War II with the new music, which got the name bebop and the new rhythms of that. For a short period of time, Goodman decided he'd like to partake in that. This is one of them. For Capitol Records, 1949 in Hollywood, Benny Goodman and his orchestra and his clarinet. This is called Undercurrent Blues, written by Chico O'Farrell and arranged for Goodman's band by him. Benny Goodman, little hand in bebop for a while there, 1949 in Hollywood for Capitol Records there. Undercurrent Blues, written by Chico O'Farrell and arranged by him. And the soloists, Eddie Burt's trombone, Doug Metamy's trumpet, Benny Goodman's clarinet, the rhythm section, a fine one, Buddy Greco on piano, Francis Beecher at the guitar, Clyde Lombardi string bass, and Sonny Igo playing the drums. Benny Goodman and his orchestra, 1949, Undercurrent Blues. Here's Duke Ellington, 1945, and a chance to hear Joya Sherrill. Ellington, somewhere in the middle of his career, 1945 for Victor Records. Come to Baby Do, written by Inez James and Sidney Miller, and sung to you by Joya Sherrill. Beautiful trombone work by Lawrence Brown. Thank you. A couple of them there. It's known as the Baby Dodds Duo and the Baby Dodds Trio. Don Ewell on piano and Warren Baby Dodds drums for Manhattan Stomp, written by Ewell. And Albert's Blues, written by clarinetist Albert Nichols, who joined them, making the trio for Circle Records in 1946, Manhattan Stomp and Albert's Blues. Warren Baby Dodds, part of the structure of the innovative avant-garde, the beginning of this recorded art. Peggy Lee, 1954.
Now we're looking over our new domicile. If we like, we stay for maybe quite a while. Do you see that thing swimming round and round? Yes. Maybe we could reach in and make it drown. If we sneak up upon it carefully, there will be a head for you, a tail for me.
I hear a baby cry. Were we finding baby? There are milk nearby. If we look in baby buggy, there could be plenty milk for you and also some for me.
What a dog.
Yeah. Tell us about it, Peg.
What a dog.
Peg used to be in the Dog and Pony Follies.
He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him. And I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad, he's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
Peggy Lee. And of course the score, part of the score for Lady and the Tramp, the Walt Disney movie. She and Sonny Burke were responsible for the score for that. Recorded there in 1954 for Decca Records, the Siamese Cat song, and He's a Tramp. And that goes out to my listening friend Ralph, who used to live up here, but because of a downturn and losing a job, went where he could get one. And he's now down in Oakland. That was for you, Ralph, and thanks for being up here for as many years as you were, and good luck to you, buddy. Peggy Lee, 1954, the Siamese Cat song, and He's a Tramp. Red Norvo Trio now to get Charlie Mingus into areas that he was not in as a leader. 1949, Los Angeles for Discovery Records. Norvo Vibes, Tal Farlow guitar, Mingus on bass. We'll hear Cheek to Cheek, written by Irving Berlin, and Time and Tide by Bob Builder.
Thank you.
Narvo Trio in Los Angeles, 1949 for Discovery Records. Cheek to Cheek by Irving Berlin and Time and Tide by Bob Builder. Narvo Vibes, Tal Farlow, guitar, and Charlie Mingus on the bass. Mingus, in a group other than his own, with Billy Taylor, the pianist, his trio, in Boston at the Storyville Club, 1952, issued on Royal Roost Records. We'll hear I'm Beginning to See the Light, written by Ellington, Johnny Hodges, and Harry James, and Lady Bird by Tad Dameron. Taylor piano, Mingus bass, and Marcus Foster on the drums.
Thank you.
Thanks to Royal Roost Records for that. That's On the Job. Billy Taylor Trio in Boston at the Storyville Club. 1952. Meaning Taylor on piano, Charlie Mingus bass, and Marquis Foster playing drums. I'm Beginning to See the Light, written by Duke Ellington, Johnny Hodges, and Harry James. And Lady Bird by Tad Dameron. Well, that was an on-the-job presentation I just gave you. That means they're not in a recording studio. And here's another. This is a Max Roach, Clifford Brown quintet job in Los Angeles at the California Club there, 1954, and put together by Gene Norman, who issued the records GNP, meaning Gene Norman Presents, and some beautiful stuff that he did. The initial voice that you will hear is Gene Norman. Otherwise, Max Roach introduces what's going on. Clifford Brown trumpet, Teddy Edwards on tenor saxophone, Carl Perkins playing the piano, George Bledsoe on bass, and Max Roach on the drums.
Presenting the outstanding exponents of the new jazz, led by Max Roach at the drums.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to introduce to you at this time, George Bledsoe, our bass violinist. Our pianist, Carl Perkins. Teddy Edwards, our tenor saxophonist. And the great Clifford Brown on trumpet.
First, all God's children got rhythm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now it's our pleasure to present Clifford Brown, playing for you Tenderly.
Teddy Edwards original, Sunset Eyes.
Max Roach and Clifford Brown, quintet, at the California Club in Los Angeles, 1954. Gene Norman, thanks to him for that. Gene Norman Presents, GNP, if you go look for the label there. In the band, Clifford Brown, trumpet, Teddy Edwards, tenor saxophone, Carl Perkins, piano, George Bledsoe, playing bass, and Max Roach leading the band and playing drums and announcing. All God's Children Got Rhythm, a 1937 hit for Bronislaw Kaper and Walter German. Tenderly, 1946 by Walter Gross. Sunset Eyes, written by Teddy Edwards. And the last one, based on, not announced, but based on Gershwin's The Man I Love. You'll find it two different ways. One, Clifford's Axe, meaning his horn, or Clifford's Fantasy, written by him and based on The Man I Love. And again, as I progress through things, I get calls and people ask me about the people I've played. And if you become interested, go get the material. I mean, it's a wonderful way to be, to find something that's very special for you and you only, and collect that. If you like Clifford Brown, which you just heard, there's a lot of stuff. He tragically was killed in a car accident in 56, but made wonderful records, and everybody in that band is worth hearing over again. Tommy Dorsey now and his orchestra, 1941. I brought this because of Joe Stafford, the vocalist, Cy Oliver, the arranger, and others. And the composition primarily is called For You. It was written in 1930 by Joe Burke and Al Dubin. And Dorsey recorded it in 41 for Victor Records with Joe Stafford singing. The pianist you'll hear is Joe Bushkin. And as I said, Cy Oliver, great arranger here. It opens with the baritone saxophone of Heine Bowe.
Thank you.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and his trombone, 1941 for Victor, and For You, and sung for you by Joe Stafford, arranged by Cy Oliver, baritone sax soloist Heine Bowe, Joe Bushkin at the piano. And I should mention the trumpet players in that band because they had a workout in that. Ray Lynn, Chuck Peterson, Ziggy Elman, and Jimmy Blake, all stars at that time, and exchanging the duties of playing in the stratosphere as well. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. I'd Like to Chase For You, written 1930 by Joe Berg and Al Dubin, the one you just heard, and this is played in London, 1953, by Mary Lou Williams at the piano, Ken Napper on string bass, and Alan Ganley on drums. Trio in London, 1953 for Contemporary Records, and For You, For You. Thank you. Mary Lou Williams Trio in London, 1953 for Contemporary. That was Round Midnight, or correctly, Round About Midnight. Barthelonious Monk, Ms. Williams at the piano, Ken Naper at string bass, and Alan Ganley on drums. Now I'd like to give you a long set of the Four Freshmen. This is from their first 12-inch long-playing record for Capitol Records, and it's a collection of material they did in 53, 54, and 55. The membership. Ross Barbour and Don Barbour. Ross plays trumpet and drums besides singing, and Don a guitar. Ken Arer plays the trumpet and string bass, and Bob Flanagan trombone and string bass. And here, for your enjoyment, the Four Freshmen.
Oh, love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeams. Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure. On the street of Goodbye. We'll be
together again.
You
baby said goodbye. In the evening when lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who is bluer than blue can be.
When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
Without you.
ignore you. Without you, it's a blue, blue world. It's a blue world from now on. It's a
Four freshmen, material from 1953, 54, and 55, put together for their first long-playing 12-inch record for Capitol Records. Ross and Don Barbour, Ken Ayrer, and Bob Flanagan. The four freshmen, what they do. Street of Dreams, written by Victor Young and Sam Lewis, will be together again. By Frankie Lane and Carl Fisher. Circus by Louis Alter and Bob Russell. Mood Indigo by Duke Ellington and Barney Bigard. It Happened Once Before by Bobby Troup. And It's a Blue World by Bob Wright and Chet Forrest. Now I'd like to go to another On the Job. And again, this is going to be in Los Angeles. On Sunset Boulevard at the Hula Club. 1950 Prestige issued this on 78s, and then it came out on a 10-inch LP. Maybe a 12 as well, I don't know. It's Wardell Gray's Los Angeles All-Stars. Wardell Gray, a great tenor saxophone player who was pretty much out of Los Angeles. We will hear Move by Denzel Best, and on the original records it's called Jazz on Sunset. And then Scrapple from the Apple, Charlie Parker, composition based on Honeysuckle Rose and I Got Rhythm. And on the original record it's known as Dito. So, Move and Scrapple from the Apple. Played by Clark Terry trumpet, Sonny Chris alto, Wardell Gray, Dexter Gordon tenors, and Gordon is only on Move. Jimmy Bunn on piano, Billy Hadnot string bass, Chuck Thompson on the drums. On the Job with Wardell Gray's Los Angeles All-Stars at the Hula Club in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard, 1950, issued by Prestige, first on 78s and then on a 10-inch LP. We heard Move by Denzel Best, also known as Jazz on Sunset, and Scrapple from the Apple, written by Charlie Parker, based on Honeysuckle Rose and I Got Rhythm, also known as Judo. The Membership, Clark Terry, playing trumpet, Sonny Chris, alto saxophone, Wardell Gray and Dexter Gordon, tenors, Jimmy Bunn, piano, Billy Hadnot, string bass, and Chuck Thompson on the drums. All right, let's do Ella Fitzgerald with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, 1936. Anita O'Day with Gene Krupa and his orchestra, 1942. And Nat Cole with Nelson Riddle, 1958.
Do-dee, 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 do-dee. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring, pulls that man round by her apron string. Twant for powder and for stowboard hat, the gal I love would not gone nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. That gal got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she would not have gone so far from me. I love that gal like a schoolboy loves his pie, like a Kentucky colonel loves his mint and rye. I'll love my baby until the day I die. I'll love my baby till the day I die.
Three for you, starting off with Ella Fitzgerald and Teddy Wilson, 1936, and All My Life, written by Sam Stepped and Sid Mitchell, with Frankie Newton trumpet and Benny Morton trombone, Jerry Blake clarinet, Teddy McRae tenor, Wilson at piano, John Trueheart guitar, Leamy Stanfield on string bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums. Then for Columbia Records, Anita O'Day with Gene Krupa and his orchestra, her singing, his drumming, an arrangement by Elton Hill of That's What You Think, written by Pinky Tomlin and Horace Poe. And Nat Cole, 1958, an arrangement by Nelson Riddle of W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues for Capitol Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I'd like to take you to Jackie Byard at the piano in Paris, 1971.
Thank you.
Jackie Byard, solo piano in Paris, 1971 for Musica Records. A tribute to Jimmy Slide, the great dancer, by Byard. Our Love Is Here to Stay by George Gershwin. Bugle Call Rag by Elmer Schobel and Jack Pettis. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.